You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 11 on Zoomer Radio.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by the Globus family of brands.
From exotic locales a continent away to weekend stays down the highway, pack a suitcase and your vacation imagination. It's time for the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Where will you find the largest hop museum in the world? Well, that would be the Czech Republic, the home of the famous Pils Lager. Hello, I'm Chris Robinson. Welcome to The Travel Show. This week, we're heading to Central Europe to explore the incredible history, architecture, countryside, and the indomitable spirit of the Czech Republic. This is the country that gave us Skoda cars, butter shoes, and Bohemian glass, and boasts no less than 12 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. There's the beautiful historic centre of Prague with amazing Gothic, Renaissance and Baroque architecture. The town of Český Krumlov has a huge castle dating back to 1240. And the Villa Tugendhat in Brno is one of the pioneering prototypes of modern architecture anywhere in Europe. So here to tell us all about it is Michaela Claudino, Director of Czech Tourism USA and Canada. I'm so pleased and excited to be featuring the Czech Republic on the Travel Show for the first time, Michaela.
Yes, hello, Chris. I'm very excited to be here, and thank you for inviting us.
Well, we're also joined by Kim Clark, Director of Sales for the Globus family of brands, who have some wonderful tours that can make that trip to the Czech Republic a reality for us. Welcome back to the studio, Kim.
Thank you very much, Chris. Very happy to be here and very happy to be talking about the Czech Republic.
And it's a good time to be talking about the Czech Republic because this is a special anniversary year, isn't it, Michaela?
Yes. So actually in 2018, we're celebrating 100 years of independence, or in other words, Czech Republic is 100 years old. But it gets a little tricky when we're talking about the Czech Republic and Czechoslovakia, because as you all know, we have been trying for the past 25 years to convince everybody that Czechoslovakia no longer exists, that we have Czech Republic, yet we're celebrating 100 years of Czechoslovakia. So just to make it clear, the independent Czechoslovakia was founded in 1918, right after World War I. And as Czechoslovakia, it existed until 1993. This year we're actually celebrating the foundation of two independent nations and, countries that created one country 100 years ago, and that is Czech Republic and Slovakia.
So you got lots of wonderful things planned for this year, I believe.
Yes, so it's a big anniversary. There are plenty of things planned throughout the whole country. There will be special exhibits. There will be musical events, performances, concerts. And since this is a celebration and joint celebration between Czech Republic and Slovakia, one of the major exhibits will actually start in Slovakia at the National Museum in Bratislava, and then will sort of continue in Prague at the National Museum in Prague. We will also have, as I mentioned, several concerts. So the famous Prague Spring Music Festival, which takes place every year in May, will this year really accentuate the anniversary and feature mostly Czech and Slovak composers. And then actually in the fall, which is the time when the country was founded 100 years ago, specifically in October, there will be a big open-air concert by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra.
So much. And, of course, the focus of the celebrations is really going to be on those early years of the newly created, in this case, Czechoslovakia.
Yes, so we're celebrating, from the marketing standpoint, as a destination, we're promoting the First Republic, which was specifically, as you said, the years between 1918 and 1938, the first 20 years, when Czechoslovakia, you see, I'm getting a little confused here myself as well, when Czechoslovakia, you know, was really one of the most developed countries in Central Europe, you know, in terms of culture, design, architecture. It was one of the, you know, richest countries in Central Europe as well. But of course, after that came the World War II and, you know, communism for the Czech, for Czechoslovakia, and then sort of went the other direction. But yes, back to your question, we are celebrating and promoting the first 20 years of the 20th century.
And you call the country the land of stories, which is a lovely phrase. And there are some great stories to tell.
Right. So Land of Stories is sort of a slogan for, you know, the tourism promotion. And it really, I think it really makes sense because we are trying to make the experience a little bit more personable for everybody who comes. So in other words, we don't only want to promote historical sites and castles and, you know, buildings. We try to tell a story that's behind each of these monuments and really see the people behind it, see the historical connotations. And I think that really makes the experience a little bit more personable for everybody who visits. And so that's behind the idea of Czech Republic Land of Stories. And when it comes to this year, we will be telling stories related to the, you know, New Republic, the first 20 years of the 20th century. So we will be talking about a story of the Prague Castle, how it was sort of renovated at the beginning of the century. We will be talking about some of the UNESCO sites and the stories related to that. We will be also talking about the lifestyle in the 20s, which was very sort of lavish. You know, you can imagine all the intellectuals, Prague intellectuals, hanging out in cafes and restaurants, you know, the spa culture. Also, we'll be talking about hiking and biking that really took off during that period. So, you know, all stories sort of related to the first 20 years of the 20th century.
Well, I can't wait to explore more. And talking of exploring, Kim, this is where Globus comes in, of course. The parent company is an icon of the travel world. And you're celebrating a big anniversary, too.
Yes, we are, Chris. Globus Family of Brands was founded 90 years ago by a gentleman by the name of Antonio Maragassa. And he started our company by actually doing rowboat tours across Lake Lugano. So we are a Swiss-owned company. And we're 90 years old this year. And right now we have a large network of over 32 offices around the world, over 5,000 employees. And it's we combine with all of our combined brands, we sell over 500,000 passengers a year.
Wow. What would you use the word brands? Tell us about the family of brands that you talk about.
Absolutely. The family of brands is made up of four brands. The Globus, which is our first class fully escorted touring company, and that is the benchmark company. Cosmos is another coach tour company, and we refer to it more as a value-minded brand of our coach touring. So it does have good hotels, just like the Globus brand does. However, they're not quite as centrally located. They're a little bit more outside of town, and we don't include as many things with the Cosmos brand, and therefore it brings into a more cost-effective price point than Globus. So we have many motor coach itineraries to choose from. They all include the Czech Republic. We also represent Avalon Waterways, which sets the standard in river cruising and small ship cruising. We are known by our views, quite honestly. Our rooms are 200 square feet, floor-to-ceiling windows, and your entire room is your balcony. And all of our Danube River cruises include a pre or post in Prague. So we're very proud of the Avalon Waterways brand. As well as Monograms, which is our independent traveler brand, it's all-in-one packages that cover all of the details. So we look after your transfers, your hotels, your sightseeing, and our Monograms brand also has local hosts in European cities.
So you really do cover an awful lot of ground with those four different brands.
Yes, we cover six continents, 77 countries, and over 480 vacations across globally.
Fantastic. Now, you've got a special offer, I believe, on the go this time around.
Yes, right now you can save $200 a couple on select 2018 Globus, Cosmos, Monograms, and Avalon vacations of six nights or more. And these are our tours that actually visit the Czech Republic. Now, the bookings must be made before April 24th, 2018, and you must travel in 2018. please mention the code CRS100 at the time of booking, or see the Travel Show website in the details section for full terms and conditions.
Perfect. So that's CRS. That must stand for Chris Robinson Show, I bet.
Wow. Chris, that's great.
CRS100. Okay, and of course, listeners can book with Globus through the travel agent.
Absolutely. We work very closely with our travel partners across Canada, and your travel agent is a great resource to help you pick the tour that's ideal for you.
Wonderful. Well, the websites you need to know to plan your trip to the Czech Republic are globusfamily.ca and czechtourism.com. But don't worry if you can't remember all of this stuff. All you need to know is that the chrisrobinsontravelshow.com website has all the information and links to everything that we are mentioning on the show today. Coming up, we're going to explore the city with the largest castle in the world.
Once upon a time in the land of stories, two savvy travelers journeyed to the magical city of Prague. They toured the countryside, encountering numerous castles, spa resorts, and World UNESCO sites. It's where they fell in love with Globus, the touring company with many excursions included that made seeing the iconic sites of the Czech Republic affordable. Globus family of brands saves you $200 per couple on your journey to the Czech Republic of 6 nights or more. For details and restrictions, visit globusfamily.ca.
Experience pure performance in a 2018 Acura TLX and get up to a $4,500 cash rebate on select TLX models. Visit your local Acura dealer for details.
Sandra, what are you doing here?
Mike's been having an affair, so I've left him. He's been bonking her behind my back for over 5 years.
Why don't you come down with me to my dance class? It might cheer you up.
We married 5 times. Last one broke down for religious reasons. He thought he was God. I didn't.
Last one ends a sissy.
Go on, give it to him.
How did that make you feel?
I was going to say better than sex, but it's been so long I've forgotten what it's like.
Finding your feet. Now playing.
And we're taking you live now to Staples for news you can use. Jamie.
Thanks, Bart. The breaking news right now at Staples is the writing is on the wall.
And it's a big wall.
Huge. You'll save serious money on hundreds of writing essentials. It's the writing event at Staples, in-store and online.
Pens, pencils, markers, erasers, sharpeners, correction tape, and more.
You've got it. Only until April 17th, you'll save up to 50% on writing essentials. The writing event only at Staples and staples.ca.
One great savings story after another.
The reasons to have magic windows are as clear as magic windows. There are no cranks on magic windows. Cranks are ugly, inconvenient, outdated, and eventually ruin your windows. Instead, magic windows have a patented parallax system so they open and close easier and seal super tight to reduce noise and energy bills. Magic windows are wider, too, for a better view and quicker escape in emergencies. And you can wash magic windows on the outside while standing inside. The frames of magic windows are reinforced with metal. They're 50% narrower and 100% stronger. The most secure windows in the industry. Made in Canada and designed to adapt to Canada's fluctuating climate. Insect screens block half your light and half your view. But the screens on magic windows are retractable, so you only use them when you need them. And magic windows come with a warranty that covers the glass, hardware, screens, everything for 40 years. I'm Michelle Gould, and I love magic windows so much, I decided to work for the company.
The Honda Dream Garage event is almost over. Hurry into your local Honda dealer to lease a 2018 Honda CR-V LX from just $76 weekly at 2.99% for 60 months and zero down. See HondaOntario.com.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by the Globus family of brands.
Crossing oceans and borders with no passport required. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Where can you find a haunted bridge? The Charles Bridge in Prague. Built in the 15th century, the bridge spans the graceful river Vltava and provides wonderful views of the city. Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. This week, we're exploring the Czech Republic. The capital of Prague isn't as big as London or Paris, although it has the largest castle in the world, but it is a unique and fascinating European capital. Prague has a very old and interesting history, yet it has embraced modern times with elegance and with wit. If you want to make sure you come back to Prague, well, just touch the St. John Nepomuk statue on the Charles Bridge. He was actually martyred by being thrown from the bridge into the river. It's supposed to bring you good luck, so it seems like those ghosts are pretty friendly. Our expert guides today are Michaela Claudino, Director of Czech Tourism, and Kim Clark from the Globus family of brands. Michaela, Prague really is such a wonderful city. It's certainly one of my personal favourite European cities. But what would you say, from your position, are the must-sees in Prague?
Prague is actually a city that has a pretty small historical city centre. So everybody who comes to Prague, wants to see the Old Town, the Charles Bridge and the Prague Castle. I personally, when I come back to the Czech Republic and go to Prague, I really go see the major landmarks, which is the Old Town Square, the Charles Bridge, and the Prague Castle, because they're just so beautiful. And, Prague, is one of the few European cities, hasn't been damaged during the World War II. So the historical city center is preserved the way it was centuries ago. And it's really like a textbook of architecture. You see different, historical buildings from different historical styles. And just back to your question, what are the must-sees? You do have to see the Old Town Square. You do have to see the Charles Bridge. You have to see the Prague Castle. But be aware of the fact that, Prague is very popular and the major landmarks are, super crowded, I have to say. So if you really want to catch a glimpse from the Charles Bridge, and see the Prague Castle, go earlier in the morning or later in the afternoon because it's going to get very crowded during the day. Also because, as I mentioned before, the historical city center is quite compact. And, I personally love areas that are a little bit off the beaten path, and we can talk about those later perhaps, but, I love to visit the gardens that are just next to the Prague Castle, and you can walk down through the palace gardens to the lesser town, which is on the other side of the river. You can, take some of the side streets in the Old Town and, visit some of the smaller squares in the Old Town and some of the churches. So my tip is, don't stay on the main sort of touristy drags. Venture out a little bit and really experience the city yourself without the crowds of tourists.
And this is the land of stories, and there's, of course, a story about a clock in Prague, isn't there?
Yes, so I didn't mention, but on the Old Town Square, we have the very famous astrological clock, which celebrated last year, I believe, 600 years. So it's pretty amazing, and it has been working pretty much nonstop since its construction and foundation. And this clock, gives every hour a little performance to the people who stop. There's two little windows on top of the clock that open up, and you have 12 apostles walking around. And when the little show is over, you have a rooster that, makes a little noise, a skeleton that keeps moving. So there are little statues on the clock that sort of move every hour and mark, the beginning of the next hour, per se. And the legend basically says that the city will suffer if the clock is neglected and its good operation is placed in jeopardy. And actually, that's why this year there's major renovations taking place, and the clock is sort of covered from the outside and will be reopened for public and its full glory by the end of August.
Wonderful. And three towers tell the story of how Prague so successfully melds the old and the new.
Yes, when I do presentations, I really like to say that Prague is a perfect example of the old and new. So we talked about the old architecture and the fact that Prague wasn't really damaged during the Second World War. But there's a lot of new development happening as well. It's not happening per se right in the historical city center because that is under the UNESCO protection, so it can really be changed, which is great. Mm. But there are some great buildings in the neighborhood that are really close to the city center, new museums, buildings from the Art Nouveau style. There are buildings that relate back to modernism. You can really find a perfect blend of old and new.
And a non-stop calendar of events in Prague, particularly for this year.
Yes, so we've talked about different cultural events and concerts and, open-air concerts. We also going to have several exhibits, not only in the city of Prague, but also in other towns outside of the capital. such as Brno, which is the second largest city in the Czech Republic, and it's in Moravia, which is the eastern part of the country. And, you know, they're preparing an exhibit which is called Republika, which, you know, will be one of the largest celebrations actually in the country. And it starts in mid-May and goes until the end of June. There will be parties in the style of the 20s. There will be design exhibits. There will be photo exhibits, etc.
Wow. Okay, so lots to see and do, and lots of reasons why Prague has got to be on our itinerary. So, Kim, how can Globus help in this respect?
Well, with Globus Family of Brands, you have a number of choices that you can visit the Czech Republic. You can do it as part of our motor coach tours, so either our Globus or our Cosmos brand, or you can enjoy it with our Avalon Waterways. Our Danube cruises have pre and post days in Prague as well. Or our Monogram's independent travel, so you can have city stays alone in Prague, or you can do some trips that include Vienna and Budapest and Berlin in some cases.
So with all four brands, you've got a chance to really experience the best of Prague.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're making it easier with this special offer for Travel Show listeners.
Yes. Right now you can save $200 a couple on select 2018 Globus, Cosmos, Monograms and Avalon vacations of 6 nights or more if they visit the Czech Republic. So you must book before April 24th, 2018 and travel in 2018. Please mention the code CRS100 at time of booking, and you can see the Travel Show website in the deals section for the full terms and conditions.
Lovely. Another reason to go and on these Globus tours or Michaela anywhere in the country is the Czech cuisine. I love my meals when I go to the Czech Republic.
Yes, I think it's something that some people wonder what it is. Is it still, you know, very heavy? Do we have a lot of dumplings, not so healthy, etc.? Because that's usually the notion that people have. Sometimes they relate it more to the German cuisine or Austrian cuisine. But, you know, it's a blend of things. As we were part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire for a long time, we all claim, for instance, schnitzel to be the national dish. You know, the Austrians have it, the Germans have it. Also goulash, for instance, which, you know, is originally, I believe, from Hungary. But since, again, we were one big empire so for several centuries, there are big influences in the cuisine as well. But I have to say that the Czech cuisine, you know, the traditional Czech cuisine has anything you would expect from Central Europe. So sauerkraut, you know, we love our meat, so we're big pork eaters. One of the traditional dishes is roasted duck with sauerkraut and dumpling.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, Czechs also actually love mushrooms, and that's something that's very unique to the nation. As such, we go mushroom picking. You know, every family, when the mushroom season comes, they go mushroom picking, and they prepare some incredible dishes with mushrooms, pickled mushrooms. They can go into soup. You know, they use mushrooms for soups. They prepare.
Oh, stop,
sausage.
Michaela! Stop! Yeah. You're making me too hungry. You can actually. There's some wonderful photographs too of some of the Czech cuisine on the website, which is czechtourism.com. And, of course, do go to globusfamily.ca. That's the How to Get There website for you. And everything is also on the Travel Show website as well. Now, coming up, to go with all that wonderful food, we're going to find out about the famous Czech Pils beer.
Once upon a time in the land of stories, two savvy travelers journeyed to the magical city of Prague. They toured the countryside, encountering numerous castles, spa resorts, and World UNESCO sites. It's where they fell in love with Globus, the touring company with many excursions included that made seeing the iconic sites of the Czech Republic affordable. Globus Family of Brands saves you $200 per couple on your journey to the Czech Republic of 6 nights or more. For details and restrictions, visit globusfamily.ca.
Hi, I'm Angelica Skinura, host of Angelica's Dance Workout. I'm a professional dancer by day and a stand-up comic by night. It's a busy life, but I'm always there to teach you on One TV. If you've always wanted to dance but have been too shy to step into a studio, catch Angelica's Dance Workout and learn popular world dance styles in the comfort of your own home. And lucky you, One TV is now in free preview. So change the channel to the channel that changes you. One TV, Rogers 265 and Bell 1606.
Questions about your home's water quality? Call on Reliance. Sandra asks, why does my tap water smell bleachy? Well, higher levels of chlorine can sometimes make tap water smell like bleach. Just call Reliance Home Comfort. Our dedicated water purification specialist can recommend a purifier to remove chlorine and other contaminants starting at $14.99 a month. So if you want better water at home,
call on Reliance.
Conditions and taxes apply. Zero down, 9.9% APR for 144 months. Regular price $1,100 OAC.
Frustrated by the amount you pay to the CRA?
Janice Honeyman, Portfolio Manager, Mackey Research Capital.
Making sure your investments are performing well is crucial. But equally important is ensuring your portfolio is tax efficient. When you deal with me, you have access to all of the tools available, including tax planning, financial planning, independent and conflict-free portfolio management without any in-house product.
To meet with Janice, call 416-860-7781.
Once upon a time, finished basements were all fun and games, but not anymore, as Paul Napolitano from Royal Home Improvements explains.
My son, first year U of T, we decided that he'd stay home to make it less expensive for mom and dad, but he wants more space. So I think our next investment is something like allowing him his own little suite downstairs.
And I tell you, if you invest the money in the basement for the future and not only for the moment, that space can be used down the road. Let's say you wanted to bring someone in to take care of you as you age. Having that nanny suite down there and having it accessible for them. As well, if you're having kids, then the kids have somewhere to have their own space, bedroom, bathrooms.
You're absolutely right. If not for a child, it could be for someone looking after you. The basement, we need to look at it in a different light, I think, these days.
Royal Home Improvements knows you and what you want in a home renovation. Call them at 416-236-4400 or visit royalhomeimprovements.ca.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by the Globus family of brands.
What the world needs now is more of the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Where can you drink Czech beer made with water from an artesian well that is 300 meters deep? At the Budvar Brewery in České Budějovice on the Globus escorted journey. Hi, this is Chris Robinson, and welcome back to The Travel Show, where this week we're exploring the Czech Republic as it celebrates the 100th anniversary of the creation of Czechoslovakia. Events will include a celebration of the Czech culture, such as the Beer of Kings from Budweis, the development of spa treatments as part of Nordic skiing experiences, and the famous Prague cafes, where great men like Albert Einstein and Franz Kafka discussed their ideas with friends. Joining our cafe conversation today are Michaela Claudino from Czech Tourism and Kim Clark from the Globus family of brands. Thank you both for sharing your travel knowledge with us here today. And Michaela, do feel free to correct my pronunciation of some of these Czech names when I really mess them up.
You did very well, Chris. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
One to start with. So
absolutely. Good. Well, Kim, the Globus family of brands has many ways to help you visit the Czech Republic. And let's start with one of my very favorite ways of seeing Europe per se, which is river cruising.
Well, thank you, Chris. I agree with you. River cruising is a perfect way to see Europe. There's no packing, no unpacking. You can see the beautiful vineyards and villages of Europe. And literally, you can stay in your stateroom and watch as all of these beautiful cities pass by you, or you can get right out into the heart of the city. So with European river cruising, you literally walk off the gangplank and you're in these cities. It's a perfect way to travel.
It is. It's a truly lovely way to travel, and one that I've experienced with Avalon in the past.
Yes, actually, I've enjoyed one of them with you, Chris.
Indeed.
We had a lot of fun.
we did. Now, you can't actually river cruise to Prague, but you can, of course, with Avalon, go on a pre or post stay to the city as part of your Danube cruises.
Yes, absolutely. So you can cruise. You would take the cruise. It goes through Budapest to Bavaria, mm-hmm. and then you get off, you enjoy your river cruise, and then we coach you to Prague, and you have, depending on which tour you're picking or which cruise you're picking, you have a couple of nights in Prague, and your cruise director actually stays with you. So you have the same person with you from the ship that takes you with the tours.
So it really is seamless.
It is seamless, and you get, you know, familiar with these people, you get to know them, and they know what you like and what you don't like, and they'll recommend different things that you can do while you're in the cities.
And, of course, we're talking Europe here, so the distances aren't that great.
No, the distances aren't great at all. And there's so many options, so many choices that you can do. And there's very many ways that you can explore these cities.
Well, one of the ways, of course, with Avalon Waterways, is to go on the Christmas time on the Danube cruise. And I think that's already sold out, isn't it, for this year?
Yes, I think it is. And I must say, I finally got to experience a Christmas market cruise on the Danube last Christmas.
So did you go to Prague?
I went to Prague. And I mean, I love Christmas markets. They were all beautiful, but the one in Prague was absolutely magical. That Christmas tree in the middle of its center square, the old town square, was absolutely beautiful. The people were amazing. The food was fantastic. It was just a great feeling. It was a great vibe. I enjoyed it so much.
Wow. Well, the fact that it's already booked out for this year just proves that you do need to book ahead on these river cruises.
Oh, yes. River cruising is still very, very popular, and you really have to book early. We've been selling 2019 since March, so you really have to book early.
Wow. Now, Michaela, Christmas markets are lovely, of course, and we've talked about them on the show in the past in association with other countries, but you have Christmas markets in the Czech Republic throughout. It's not just Prague, is it?
Correct, Chris. Yes. So there are Christmas markets pretty much in every town, and they're now expanding even to some of the castles and chateaux. So, you know, it's a celebration throughout the country, and definitely not only in Prague, although Prague has one of the most beautiful ones. And in Prague, there's not only one Christmas market, but a few, actually.
Oh, right. And Český Krumlov has a lovely Christmas market, too, I'm told.
Yes. Yeah, so the other cities that have Christmas markets and are really very popular are Český Krumlov, as you mentioned, which is the second most visited town after Prague in the Czech Republic. The town itself, it's magical. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site as well. It has a beautiful Renaissance square. It's very romantic. So, you know, if you imagine the Christmas markets there, you know, it's like a double romance and double double cuteness. So it's really very, very nice. The Christmas markets usually start by the end of November and go until December 24th. And you can see music performances. There are small booths and people sell traditional crafts. You can also taste some of the Christmas cookies, mulled wine, of course. Anything that's related to Christmas.
Oh, I see. You brought us back to food again, Michaela.
I'm sorry.
I blame you. Let's go on to another one of the Globus products, and that's the Monograms tours. Globus can really help you visit the Czech Republic through Monograms with your Prague City products.
Yes, absolutely. Monograms is a great product for vacationers who want the freedom of independent travel but don't want to be totally on their own. Mm. So our packages take care of all of the details. We look after your hotels, we look after your transfers, whether they're train or plane transfers, however you get to the next city. We have local hosts in all of these destinations, and they post hours in all of the hotels. So if you have any questions, you can go and speak to them. We can keep you as busy as you like. You can pre-book your optional excursions, or you can just explore the cities on your own. So Monograms is a great way to vacation. We always have English-speaking local hosts. So if you're struggling with the language in the country, they're right there for you.
That's what I love about Monograms, and that's what makes it so special for me, I think, is that you have the total independence to do your own thing, in this case in Prague, and see all these wonderful sites that we've been talking about. But you've got that little safety net of the local host right there.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've traveled on a few Monograms trips myself. And, you know, you go into these places and you just want to have a specific kind of lunch or a dinner, and you just ask them, and they can give you a number of choices for you to pick from. They get to know you, and they tell you what optional tours you want to go on, which ones you might want to do something else on that day. Or if you want to do nothing at all and just explore the city, you're welcome to do that as well.
So in Prague, your local host can help you arrange these trips if you wish?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're there to help you have the greatest vacation you can.
Right. And they're almost like a travel advisor right there. If you want to add on a train trip somewhere else within the Czech Republic, or perhaps go on that horse carriage ride or that dinner cruise that you've been looking at.
Yes, absolutely. You can pre-book a lot of the options before you travel, because when you get your package before you go, or after you book, actually, there's a number of options that you can have a look at. So you can look at them. But if you want to think about it when you get there, they can help you do all of that as well. Right. They're like your own personal concierge, quite honestly.
Wonderful. Flexibility and yet independence too. And exactly. You're wrapping all that up in a special offer for Travel Show listeners.
Yes, absolutely. You can save $200 a couple on select 2018 Globus, Cosmos, Monograms and Avalon vacations of 6 nights or more that visit the Czech Republic. So your bookings must be made by April 24th for travel in 2018. Please mention code CRS100 at the time of booking and see the Travel Show website in the deals section for the full terms and conditions.
And of course, pop down to your local travel agent.
Absolutely. Your travel agents are a great resource to help you pick the tour or the river cruise that's best for you.
And they've got this wonderful brochure that I'm holding my hand. You can't see through the magic of radio, but this lovely Globus Europe brochure 2018.
Yes.
It's got all the details in there. Well, there are two informative websites to help you plan your trip to the Czech Republic. And that's globusfamily.ca and czechtourism.com. And I'm going to spell that one too, because it's a tricky one, isn't it? czechtourism.com. Also, check out chrisrobinsontravelshow.com, where you can find these links and so much more too. I think I've got about 30 pages of detailed information on how to visit the Czech Republic. You can even listen to past shows there at your leisure in the podcast section, and this show will be available for you to listen to again in just a few days' time. Now, coming up, we're going to be exploring some romantic Bohemian castles.
Once upon a time in the land of stories, two savvy travelers journeyed to the magical city of Prague. They toured the countryside, encountering numerous castles, spa resorts, and World UNESCO sites. It's where they fell in love with Globus, the touring company with many excursions included that made seeing the iconic sites of the Czech Republic affordable. Globus family of brands saves you $200 per couple on your journey to the Czech Republic of 6 nights or more. For details and restrictions, visit globusfamily.ca.
Your Visa Infinite card makes the things you love to do just that much better. You want dinner 2.0? We give you one-night-only dining events with some of Canada's top chefs. You love to hit snooze? We give you late checkout and free breakfast at over 900 luxury hotels. If your card says Visa Infinite, you already have access to dining events, hotel upgrades, and a complimentary concierge. Find out more at visainfinite.ca. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
Listen up, Canada.
Did you hear? Listen Up Canada is changing its name to Hearing Life. The signs on the outside might be changing, but our staff, our dedication, and expertise remain the same on the inside. We are proudly serving over 200 communities across Canada with one simple vision: to help more people hear better. A free hearing test could be the difference between living and living out loud. Because at Hearing Life, your hearing is our expertise. Visit whoishearinglife.ca.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Paul.
And we're your experts at Shoppers Home Healthcare. Hey, Paul, ever felt like you could use some support?
You mean from our wide selection of knee braces?
No, I mean like you need something to lean on.
Ah, like our trusty walkers and rollators.
No, I mean like you could use some extra warmth in your life.
Oh, you mean like our cozy heated blankets.
You're right, Paul. At Shoppers Home Healthcare, we've got what you need to live every day at your best. Visit shoppershomehealthcare.ca or find a store near you.
William Ashley's famous spring warehouse sale. It's the biggest and best ever. 25 departments, 25,000 square feet of what's hot and trending.
Ooh.
They're cleaning house for their new Bloor Street flagship store, opening soon.
Ooh.
Save up to 80% on tableware, home decor, furnishings, garden decor, lighting, linens, and so much more.
Ooh.
Spring into William Ashley's warehouse sale. Ends tomorrow. 111 Credit View in Vaughan, Highway 400 in Langstaff. Happy shopping.
Zoomer Radio is proud to be the official radio sponsor of the 2018 Shaw Festival. The Shaw is everything entertaining, world-class theater should be in the beautiful setting of Niagara-on-the-Lake. 14 wonderful plays, including Grand Hotel, The Magician's Nephew, based on the Chronicles of Narnia, and see Sherlock Holmes on stage in The Hound of the Baskervilles. Season runs now till October 28th. For tickets and more information, go to ShawFest.com or call 1-800-511-SHAW.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by the Globus family of brands.
Exciting destinations, compelling conversation. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
What country drinks more beer per person than any other country in the world? Well, that would be the Czech Republic, because it's great beer and it's inexpensive. And you can, of course, sample it on a Globus escorted tour. Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where today we're exploring and drinking and eating our way around the Czech Republic with the Globus family of brands. Some people claim that the Czech Republic is the castle capital of the world. And given its location in the centre of Europe, there are armies from all sides who always wanted to come through what is now the Czech Republic. And as such, they built tons of castles, probably as many as 2,000, depending on how exactly you define a castle. However you look at it, the Czech Republic has plenty of wonderful and ancient fortresses to explore. And manning the castle ramparts today are Michaela Claudino from the Czech Tourism and Kim Clark from the Globus family of brands. Now, Kim, we've talked about Danube River cruising and Prague city breaks, but an escorted coach tour is a great way to see even more of the Czech Republic.
Absolutely, Chris. With coach touring, you don't have any worries. All the planning is done for you, so you don't have to worry about anything. We've taken care of everything for you. You don't have to navigate through the streets or through the roads. There's no driving, no baggage handling. You get to see great views of Europe from the window of the coach tour, and they're all luxury coach tours, and it's a great way to experience Europe.
And there's not one, but two coach tour brands within the Globus family.
Yes, our Globus brand is our first-class touring brand, and it's all first-class hotels, centrally located. We include a lot of the optional excursions, and there's a lot more planning, a lot more meals in the Globus. With the Cosmos, it's more for the savvy, value-minded travelers. So we still have great hotels, but they're not quite as centrally located. And we don't include as much of the Cosmos tour, so it's a little bit more cost-effective for our customers.
It's good to have the choice. But on both, the tour director is always a central point to orientate yourself around.
Absolutely. Your tour director is your lifeline on your tour. They are absolutely so knowledgeable. Most of them are historians and have studied the cities. Many of them are from the cities. They speak the languages. They know the history. The amazing thing about these tour directors is that, you know, they'll take you through the city and they know everything about it. And you can just randomly ask them about a flower you're walking by. You'll hear the history of the flower as well. I mean, they're so knowledgeable. Our tour guides have been with us for many, many years, and we get letters back from people just commenting on how they were the absolute best tour guides they could ever have.
Wow. You've got, besides a choice of two different coach tour brands, you've got a choice of many coach tour itineraries that actually go through the Czech Republic.
Yes, absolutely. We have about 7 tours with the Globus brand and 7 with the Cosmos brand, and all of them have 2 nights for sure, sometimes 3 nights in Prague or in cities in the Czech Republic, primarily Prague.
And the castles that we were mentioning earlier, well, Bohemian Dream itinerary, I think, visits some of those.
Yes, it's a 9-day tour that takes in Hungary, Slovakia, Australia, and the Czech Republic. So on day 6 and 7 of the tour, you can go and visit the castles in southern Bohemia, and then you carry on to Prague and tour the castle there.
Now, I notice you carefully didn't actually say the name of these castles. Michaela, I'm going to give it a go. Chesley Krumlov. And that's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, I believe.
Yes, so Český Krumlov, we talked about before, as I said, is the second most visited town in the Czech Republic after Prague. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Town, and it has a beautiful castle. And there's one thing in the castle that I personally actually love, and not a lot of people know about it, and it's the Castle Theater, which is a Baroque theater that was built in the 17th century. It's part of the castle, and you can go on a backstage tour and really see how the theater looked like. It's been restored, obviously, and you know, they explain how they moved the props and how they made sound effects and everything. So I would highly recommend, you know, anywhere you go, just to look for very unique experiences, and there's plenty of those in the Czech Republic.
What a great idea. And Kim, this Bohemian Dream tour also stays a night at a local favorite hotel, which really does sound quite lovely.
Yes, absolutely. We always seek out the best locations and the best hotels where our guests can enjoy the local flavor wherever possible. The Hotel Stecky is a two-minute walk from the castle. I'm not going to try and say the name. It's a great family-run 44-room hotel set in a bohemian paradise. At the castle, it's romantic, and the building offers modern Czech Republic cuisine, whilst you can enjoy drinks in the English club setting and a bar and lounge, and where there's, sofas and open fireplace, a much more comfortable environment.
Lovely. And next day, of course, you're right there to visit Chalaboka Castle. Did I get that right, Michaela?
Yes, very good pronunciation again. When we recommend people to go to Český Krumlov, we recommend an overnight for sure. So I'm glad that Kim and, the company actually found a good hotel and they really like it. Hluboká Castle is one of the most beautiful castles in the Czech Republic. It's a 13th century castle that was originally built in the Gothic style, but then it was rebuilt, and the noble family of the Schwarzenbergs actually ordered the reconstruction of the castle in the style of the England's Windsor Castle. So it looks very British, beautiful, and as I said, it's one of the most beautiful castles in the country. And the noble family actually lived in the castle until 1939, and then they left the country because the Nazis were coming. So now the castle is actually owned by the state, and it's open for public, of course, and people can visit and tour.
And it's magnificent. The tour then moves on to České Budějovice, which is otherwise known as Budvar, and the home of outstanding Czech beer. So tell us about the brewery tour, Michaela.
Sure. So České Budějovice, again, is a town in South Bohemia, so south of Prague. It's a town that's known, as you said, Chris, for the production of the beer that started about 700 years ago. And we didn't really talk about the beer in the Czech Republic when I talk about the cuisine. Beer is, omnipresent in Czech culture, I have to say. And, it's a must to go to a pub and experience and try the Czech beer. And one of the most famous brands is actually Budvar, Budvar Premium Lager from České Budějovice. You can tour the brewery, as you mentioned, and, see the whole process, how the beer is, maturing. It takes actually 90 days for the beer to mature, how it's prepared. The brewery uses its own well, so they have their own water. They also use hops from another town in Bohemia, so it's a premium quality hops. And you can, experience this while touring the brewery. And also, of course, at the end, there's beer tasting, so you can taste what the Czech beer, the Budvar beer, is like.
I'm sure you've already have done so before then, but it's great beer. I can personally recommend it. We're coming to the end of our journey, unfortunately. So, Michaela, just time to perhaps remind us of some of the celebrations around the 100th anniversary of Czechoslovakia.
Yes, so 2018 is an important year for the Czech Republic. We celebrate 100 years of the creation of the country. There's also a website, actually, that people might go to and visit. It's called the Czech and Slovak Century.com, where you can find different events and things that are happening related to this anniversary. So there will be exhibits, music festivals, concerts, etc. And not only in Prague, but also in other towns around the Czech Republic. So we encourage you to travel outside of Prague, visit, for instance, Brno, which is in Moravia, or Pilsner, which is another city that also has great beer, but also will have a lot of events in terms related to the celebrations and the anniversary itself.
Fantastic. And Kim, there's the four brands for Globus that will help you get to the Czech Republic.
Yes, the Globus family of brands consists of Globus and Cosmos, which are our coach tour divisions, Avalon Waterways, which is our river cruise line, and Monograms, which is our independent travel.
Perfect. So just time for some last insider's tips to leave us with, perhaps, for planning our trip to the Czech Republic. And Michaela, let's start with you.
Yes. I mean, I'm a traveler myself, and I've traveled to many countries, and I do love exploring the countryside. So I can't stress enough the fact that, you know, the capital city in any country doesn't really reflect the spirit of the country. So I would encourage everybody to, you know, spend a little bit more time in the Czech Republic and visit not only Prague, which, of course, is a must, but also, you know, use the great public transportation and the trains and buses if you're on your own. But, of course, if you're on a group tour, it can be all arranged for you. And visit some other parts of the Czech Republic.
Thank you, Michaela. And Kim, briefly?
Yes, I would take advantage of the great offers that you have on the show today, Chris. If you want to explore the Czech Republic this year, you can save $200 per couple on select 2018 Globus, Cosmos, Monograms, and Avalon vacations of 6 nights or more that include the Czech Republic. It's a fantastic destination. I suggest everybody try to get there as quickly as possible because it's a beautiful destination. So book before April 24th for travel in 2018 and take advantage of this great deal.
Sounds like a great idea to me. Thank you, Michaela Claudino, Director of Czech Tourism USA in Canada, and Kim Clark, Director of Sales for the Globus family of brands. I've really thoroughly enjoyed our journey through the history and the castles and the beer and the food and the culture of the Czech Republic. And I hope we've inspired some of our listeners to really want to explore this fascinating part of Central Europe and provided some useful hints on how to do so. Thank you, Michaela, and thank you, Kim.
Thank you very much for having me, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Do check out globusfamily.ca and czechtourism.com for more information. And also visit us at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com. Every week you'll find podcasts, detailed travel notes on destinations and links for further research and lots more. And please join us next week for another travel destination. And in the meantime, goodbye and na zdravie, which means cheers, roughly, in Czech, from the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Hi, Chris Robinson here again with news and views from the world of travel. Air Canada Vacations is growing and enhancing its vacation flights to the sun for this summer. The tour operator is introducing new routes and adding new flights to existing routes for the summer 2018 booking season. Air Canada Rouge will launch a new route from Toronto to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, starting May 2nd, with flights twice a week on Wednesdays and Sundays. Air Canada Vacations is increasing flights from Toronto to Cancun, Mexico, from 7 to 9 times per week, to Cayo Coco in Cuba with an extra flight on Wednesdays, to Grenada with 2 flights a week, and to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic with an extra flight on Tuesdays. They're also putting on bigger planes for their Jamaica and Antigua flights. You will likely need to plan ahead carefully if your travel plans include France anytime in the next 3 months. Around 30% of Air France flights were cancelled last weekend as strikes over pay rises intensified. It's the 5th Air France strike since February, and the number of cancelled flights is rising. Unions this week announced more strikes this month to coincide with national rail walkouts. And yes, French rail services are being disrupted too, due to strikes over President Emmanuel Macron's economic reforms. About a quarter of Eurostar trains to London were cancelled and no trains ran at all to Switzerland, Spain or Italy last weekend. 80% of high-speed trains and 2/3 of regional trains will be cancelled as unions stage another 2-day walkout. It's part of 3 months of rolling train strikes that are planned to extend into early summer. So you will need to plan around these if you're spending time in La Belle France this spring. The deal of the week flags up opportunities for cheap transatlantic airfares this summer. Low-cost carriers, or LCCs as they are inevitably known, are becoming a reality for Canadians looking for cheap, no-frills flight to Europe this year. I've mentioned Icelandic-owned WOW Air in this slot before. Well, they are currently offering one-way fares to Europe this summer, such as Toronto to Paris, from $240. A new entrant, Primera Air, is based in Latvia, but is offering introductory fares from Toronto to London Stansted this week of just $199 one way. And the big news on the horizon is that Norwegian Air has just been given permission to fly from Canada by the CTA, likely starting from next spring. They have already made quite a splash south of the border, where their introductory fares from Chicago to London Gatwick were just $160 US. The websites to check out are wowair.ca, primeraair.ca and norwegian.com. And I'll also post these website links on the Travel Show website for easy reference. Next week, the Travel Show visits one of the warmest, safest and most authentic destinations anywhere in the world. Not surprisingly, it's become one of the most popular with Canadians too. Our destination will be Cuba. It's a beautiful island with unmatched beaches, unspoiled nature and 9 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. It's the largest island in the Caribbean by far, and this big island is big on things to see and do, such as some of the best preserved colonial architecture in the Northern Hemisphere. Transat has a huge range of all-inclusive resorts and other vacation options on the island, and some amazing prices too. So do drop in at the chrisrobinsontravelshow.com website for the details of this next show. And while you're there, you can listen to my 3-minute personal invitation podcast to travel with me to the hilltop towns of Italy in October. And don't forget to tune in next Saturday or Sunday at 11 a.m. here on Zoomer Radio as we explore Cuba with Transat on the Chris Robinson Travel Show.